Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul the Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Monsters. I love you. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Monsters, a track called I Love You from their latest album, Your Class, I'm Trash. I normally say Your Class, but if I do it, it says Your Class, I'm Trash. It doesn't sound quite right. Your Class, I'm Trash. What is The Monsters Bandcamp page?
The Monsters Band at bandcamp.com?
The-monsters.bandcamp.com. The-monsters.bandcamp.com. Make it Paul of the Internet 1, Tony nil. Absolutely brilliant album. Do check them out via Voodoo Rhythm Records. Now, I've got some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff's got another joke for us. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
It won't be the only musical interlude in this bit either. Ooh. Anyway, Jeff says, I just flew in from the mutation lab and boy are my arms legs. Jeff, P.S. Fact. In later life, Frodo was killed by a Viagra overdose. I guess old hobbits die hard. Oh, Jeff and your plays on words. If you do as well as Jeff, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
There's something else I'm very proud of, Tony.
Okay.
And that is that on this show, we have, over nearly 20 years, embraced every single form of music we can, and if it's been good enough to play it, we've played it. But some PR companies take the fucking piss, right? Hmm. So all the music that comes through each week, I have the pleasure, stroke, misfortune to listen to find out what it's like for the show. This one came through. I'm not going to give you the name of the artist, because it's not fair on them. The artist didn't send it themselves. The PR company did. But we're going to play you the first minute, because, Tony, we embrace all forms of music, don't we? How many forms of music?
All forms.
All forms of music. This is My God Is Amazing.
My God is amazing.
My God is so amazing.
I was raised on Him. He is my life.
Yes.
He is my fight.
Yes.
No one else will do. My God is amazing.
So amazing.
I put my praise on Him.
Yes,
He is my fight.
Yes,
He makes my soul brand new.
Late at night, in the midnight hour, I call on his name to praise his power. I hear his voice and I feel his touch. He walks by my side, I love him so much.
And that is possibly the worst minute of all of your lives.
Man, that is amazing.
If you did listen to this before the show, didn't you? You can't believe it either. Yeah. If you enjoyed that track and you'd like to find out more, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I will block you on all forms. So now it's time for two in a row. Stay tuned for Utsvayen, but first, it's actually Altvayen, but we'll talk about that later. But first, I thought it's only right to follow up My God Is Amazing by a band called Adolf and the Piss Artist. What do you reckon?
Excellent.
Yeah, brilliant. So this has come through the Damn It Records February selection. I think we've spoken enough about them. You know how to get involved by now. Damnations, Damn It Records. Just type in DAMNIT Records to the internet. You'll find out about it. They send us stuff each month. This is one we've got for this show, and I think it's the only one we've got this week. They are all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, a street punk outfit, but this is kind of acoustic punk, and as you know, we don't normally play this stuff either, but when you've been really upset by someone sending you something about how brilliant their fucking God is, right, it seems only right that you would then play Adolf and the Piss Artist. What do you reckon?
Yeah, down with it.
What is Adolf and the Piss Artist's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Adolf and the Piss Artists?
No, facebook.com/APA.ATL. Adolf Piss Artist, Atlanta.
Really?
APA. Facebook.com/APA.ATL. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony Neil. Stay tuned for Altvayen. This is Red Star Diary.
Messages, yeah, from a million girls, but not a single one for you. I treat every one of them in this godforsaken world for just another night with you. They've left a million messages, cause I won't take that call. I suppose I use the cell phone on just my bedroom wall. Every little noise it makes is just another tease, and I can't bear reading the old words you used to leave. 1,000 million tears I've shed for you, the 2K pounds of blood I bleed for you. 100 million miles I cry to you. See me crucified, then I die for you. Different glasses, yeah, from a million girls, but none of them compare to your own. I treat every little crush and every little flame for just another smile from you. Another night in the crowd, I'd rather be alone. I'm thinking about my baby, yeah, I should have stayed at home. People ask about you, and they wonder where you've been. Ain't got the guts to tell them your head he came and went. 1,000 million tears I've shed for you. If it took a pint of blood, I'd bleed for you. 100 million miles I'd cry to you. If you'd see me crucified, well, I'd die for you.
Upside Downer.
Night when I was young and the stars were bright. Different times and it's the same old song.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Altvian and a track called My Story, My Life. They are New York City punk rockers, Tony. And Altvian, I found out because we didn't know how to pronounce it when we played it before. We were going, Altvian, Altvian. It's Altvian. And Altvian is actually a Dutch word which means to go out in windy weather. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice.
New York City. Fuck you, MacBerry. Too busy to talk to me. To me! But, now, what is Altvian's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Altvian.
Facebook.com/Altvian band. UITWAAIEN band. Probably the internet 3, Tony Neil. Yeah. To be fair to you, it hasn't been easy so far. Maybe it will get easier as the show goes on. Who knows? Anyway, great track from them. And I can't remember who sent that through, but thank you anyway. Sorry about that. I can't keep track of it all, can I? I'm way too busy thinking how amazing my God is. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave a comment. Easy way to do so is to reply to last week's show post, or you can even visit the Punky group. Just get in there.
Get in there.
Two comments this week.
Ooh.
One who responds to last week's show, the Del Chronics got in touch.
Peg Tono, the Del Chronics.
And they say, big thanks for playing our new song, Burglar. That's very much.
Big thanks for letting us have it via Damn It.
There you go. Iron Mike got in touch.
Egg Tolo Iron Mike.
And he says, Paul, you were right about the Restarts t-shirt. War in Boston. Fucking awesome band. Happy Pormas, by the way. Sorry I'm late.
Don't worry about Iron Mike, and thank you very much. And it's nice to know that I do get some things right. Stiv, are you listening?
And that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank Boyle.
Right, next band up, Tony. Real Sickies. I think we've played these at least once before as well. All the way from Edmonton, Alberta, which, as we know, Donald Trump thinks should be part of the new 51st state. What a madman. I'll tell you what. You know, Trump, you know, remember me saying a while back that Trump thinks he's 6'2", but he's actually 5'10".
Yeah.
I saw him standing up next to Vladimir Putin today. Putin's a short ass, isn't he?
Yes.
Small man syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what he's got. Small man. It's like a small man in a big car. It's like him in Russia, isn't it? He's got a great big car.
Yeah.
The world is going to... It's going badly wrong at the moment.
It's not going well.
All of it shan't. Now, anyway, that's enough of the politics. What is Real Sickies' Bandcamp page?
Realsickies.bandcamp.com.
It is RealSickies. Realsickies.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paulie Bean in set 3, you're on the board. Real Sickies, triage.
Bye.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the business week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Real Sickies, a track called Triage. Find out more, realsickies.bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
It was another working week, as they all are these days. Saturday was supposed to be rehearsing with a new drummer, or particularly trying him out, but unfortunately that got cancelled. As I was loading the car.
Oh, man.
So near and so far. So I chilled out most of Saturday. Started rewatching Reacher, being ready for the next season.
Oh, yes, that was the 20th, done it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
and then Sunday was my birthday, is what it was.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I did close to fuck all, which is always my best day. Got my cards, got some cake.
Was chocolate cake?
It was, yes.
It was chocolate cake, was so chocolate you weren't cake. Chocolate lonely.
I weren't chocolate lonely, no.
You were not chocolate lonely, though. We're very pleased about that.
Exactly. And then the evening we went out, went to the Alchemist for some
food. I thought you were having a cocktail in there, you know I can't stand that.
I know, it was right next to the bus stop. Right next to the bus stop.
It is your birthday, but that is about as lazy as it gets, isn't it? Yeah. Let's go out for your birthday. Where should we go? What we'll do, we'll step out of our house, we'll get on a bus, we'll get off, we'll get on the pub, we'll go out of there, and we'll get on the bus, we'll come home again.
Yes. That was it. It was great. Yeah. Enjoyed it. And then that was last night. So back to work today and just, a bit tired. But it was good. 48 now.
You've reached the revolutions. Did you get that reference, by the way?
No. What does that mean?
1848 revolutions, mate.
Which
there
one?
There were a load of revolutions in Europe in 1848.
Oh, okay. Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Apart from that...
Right.
Oh, that's it. I got another year older.
But, yeah, did.
Still alive and all that, isn't it? How was your week?
Deeper in debt.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I decided to go out, Tone, quite as convenient as for you. So, I went to Lux Loves, which is normally called Lux Libs, in Edinburgh, at Leith Cricket Club. And great idea, really brilliant idea. Executed by other people really badly. So I got a split ticket saying, I'm not going to tell you anything. I got a split ticket train ticket. I thought I'd get the train. It'd be more relaxing than driving.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got on a tram at 10 past 7 in the morning, quarter past 7 in the morning. I get a notification to say the first leg of my trip is cancelled. So I'm fucked, right? Because they said you can get the next train. Yeah, that's great. I can. Thank you very much. Oh, only my connecting train, that is the only one I can get on this split ticket, will have gone. So I had to get another train. It cost me another 120 quid. Funniest bit of the entire journey was when I got the Grampton, got off there, and, you know, I'm on one platform, and on this bloke on the other platform shouts out, Paul! I go, well, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah? You know, Paul! I look around, it's my mate Derek. And he said, do you want to go to Man U in April? I went, yeah, all right. And he went, you would! And then the train showed up and got on. No one knew what the fuck was going on.
Excellent.
Anyway, got there, went to the gig. I'm leaving out later. The gig itself, all the bands on, were really good fun. There were a couple of musical challenges for some of the bands, not least Stevie's band, Belmont Beach Weirdos, who they'd lost their singer on the day, so they got another singer in who didn't really know the Cramps, so that didn't really work out very well. But it was a terrific night. Hegtolo to Mike and Wendy, and also to my mate Kevin, who was there as well, and also to Coco, who is an unlikely Glaswegian that I met in Spain at the cycling meeting last year. And also, especially to Colin, who put the thing on, who works really hard to get these things going, and it was brilliant. But the venue itself is on the other side of that parking train spotting where they shoot the skinhead.
Right.
And I had to walk across it at night in the dark. Don't hit me with an air pellet. I don't want to. I made sure I kept my hat on.
Wow. Justin.
Yeah, had a terrific time there. Next day, met up with Kevin again and his partner Joe, who is a stand-up comic called Joe Caulfield that I've known for many, many years. Had a lovely lunch.
Yeah.
I say a lovely lunch. I left it to Kevin to order. I ordered a full breakfast. He got me a fucking vegetarian one.
Ooh.
And I couldn't be bothered to turn it back. Of locals to seeing, because it's like they're local that they go to a lot. So I had to indulge in vegetarian breakfast, and then I spent most of your birthday coming home on the train.
Right.
It went via Derby. I was only there 5 minutes.
Oof.
Phew. Got back. Bus replacement service. The best ever bus replacement service, because no traffic on the road, late at night, and the driver clearly had a death wish, because we got back to Nottingham 10 minutes ahead of schedule on a bus replacement. You can't fault that, can you?
No.
I did some other things last week, but I can't bother to talk about them. That was the main thing. So instead, we're going to move on to this. Now, this has been a song I've overlooked for many years. Cherry Red have re-released the first Angelic Upstarts album, Teenage Warning, on orange vinyl, which came out in 1979. And this track, Little Towers, is one of their classic numbers, but we've never played it. And it's a really good, well, great, powerful bit. R.I.P. Mency, he died the other year, lead singer. Angelic Upstarts do have a Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/angelicupstarts.
facebook.com/theangelicupstarts. Now, are they the Angelic Upstarts or are they Angelic Upstarts? I don't know. I've always called them Angelic Upstarts, but you know what? I'm going to give you the point.
Ooh.
I think it's only fair on this one. facebook.com/theangelicupstarts. Tony 2, Poorly Being Internet 3, this is Little Towers.
Police kill little towers. Who killed little? Did you kill little? Who killed little? Did you kill little towers?
Yeah.
unpaid murder.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Angelica Upstart's Little Towers, a song, of course, about police brutality. Came out in 1979, and it's now 2025. We've learnt fucking nothing.
Nope.
Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La-la-la.
Thanks.
What you got?
I've got loads. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play? Got two different sets of gigs this week. Both emailed in. Thank you very much. Didn't have to do anything this week.
Oh,
my favourite. Best birthday present ever.
Really was.
I might go in touch.
We're so fucking lazy
I'm
now.
Really, yeah. Mike says, hi Tony, hope you're not feeling too chocolonely. No, I'm alright.
Tony Chocolonely, you've got a lot of names now.
I know.
Haven't you? No, I love it.
All pleasant ones as well.
But the times have changed. You a lot of names down the years. You were Camp Tony, Butch Tony, Manly Tony.
Yeah.
To start with Tony Chocolonely, Quattro Tonaggio, Tony. Are there any others?
I don't think so.
I think Quattro Tonaggio is still safe.
Quattro Tonaggio is the greatest.
Quattro.
Yeah. Never had a nickname. It's quite nice. I've got loads.
You got loads of things.
I know. So, this Saturday, 22nd, is the Holy Church of the Subac Centre in New Bayswood.
Superb.
Nottingham, of course. Punk for the Homeless. Featuring Brad Arliss, Aubrey Eels and the Baron. YT1300 or 1pm to our friends.
I'm not there, so I hope you'll go.
I'm not there.
Oh, no.
I've got... I'm recording with the babies on this Saturday.
Adoration.
Yeah. Gestalt, who came to see us play at Leicester when we played with the babies, and we were going to play with them, so I wouldn't mind seeing Gestalt as well.
But, yeah.
TCCL, they couldn't care less. Suburban Toys, the Samples. First Band at 4, Vegan Good for a Fiver. Yeah, it's a bang of a lineup. Hope you can make it. I did email Mike. So if I wasn't doing it, I would have gone.
They're brilliant nights, and I would love to see YT 1300, YT 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
but I'll tell you what I'm doing in the next bit. But yeah, I'm really sorry that I can't go, Mike. Sorry about that.
Also, the friends of Tongs have emailed.
Oh, brilliant! Because I've got them down to talk about them as well. So you go right ahead.
Excellent. Goop, my Snottingers chums.
Hmm.
We've shackled Karate Bob to a desk in the booking minds of Wagsocket, and he's been hard at work. So our 2025 is pretty packed, including some shows in New York City.
New York City!
But before all of that, we've got Asarlintore Island. So Wednesday, so day after the show, so the 19th, there were awards in Claire Morris, Mayo, with the Deadbeats. Thursday, they were at Fred Zeppelin's in Cork.
This is where they played last time. They had a brilliant time.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And Friday, they're at Tolls in Dundalk.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, February 22nd, they were at Dublin in Fibber McGee's.
Yeah, and they were expecting. Yeah, they were expecting me to go with them.
Ah.
But I'm not.
As
I explain the next bit.
Paul, my remember fibbers, it's the pub we walked into to watch Wales versus the Netherlands, and the whole crowd was wearing orange and chanting in Dutch. Paulie, in the sheepish of tones, whistled to me, "We've got to go straight away. Put anybody here, here's my accent."
Yeah.
more info on the website, thefrenzyoftongues.com, and that is from Nason, of course.
Yeah. Egg Tolo Nason,
the sex beast.
I am sporting his calendar. I love it. February is such a month. HailNason.com, HailNason.com. Get his calendar. There's only a few left.
Excellent. That's it for gigs. Have you got anything to...
No, I'll do my next bit because okay. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la. Now, Haste. We played them before. We played them the other week. We told you all about them. They're from Hastings, which is why we know that they pronounce Haste. Yeah. Spelt H-A-E-S-T. All of their song titles bear no resemblance to the songs themselves, as you will find out in just a bit. They got a new album out that, if you like this sort of thing, you are going to love it. What is Haste's Bandcamp page?
Hasteband.bandcamp.com?
Haste.bandcamp.com. Oh. Haste.bandcamp.com. Pulling the inset for Tony 2, and this is Did They Ever Find Out Who Let the Dogs Out? Listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hayes' track called Did They Ever Find Who Let the Dogs Out? And obviously, I don't know what week it is.
No.
Whether it's this week, last week, who knows, next week? I don't know. Right. Are you doing anything this week?
Yes. So, as this Saturday... Bit of a relatively last minute, with all the shenanigans going on with the band Babies, we've kind of pushed a lot of recording forward. So we're this Saturday, I'm in Mansfield recording I'm going to do guitars for this stuff we did last time, and also edits of stuff that we did last time, just clean up all the stuff from the last session, and then get ready for the next one. And then in the evening, going across the road because it's Mario's birthday. So I'll be in Mansfield for a curry in the evening. And then Sunday morning, I'm back in Mansfield for wedding band practice with Pam Cahill or Pam and Tony, or whatever we want to be calling ourselves.
Pam Cahill.
Yeah. And then apart from that, it's just work around
the edges. Kind of like Alco Pam, I think. I just like the idea of a woman being called Alco Pam.
Alcapam. It's not that. It was one of them. It's a busy weekend. But yeah, apart from that work, I think that's it. What are you up to?
My original plan was that I was going to go to Dublin, see the Friends of Your Tongue. But okay. I thought, I cannot go back to that fucking place. They don't like me there.
Right.
Dublin, look, the island of islands, they don't like my accent. As soon as I open my mouth, I get grief.
Mm.
Now, and that's not the content of what I'm saying, it's just the accent. And I thought, I can't face it. It costs a load of money to go. I spent a load of money going to Portugal. I spent a load of money going to Edinburgh. I can't spend a load of money going there as well. So I'm really sorry, the Frenzy of Tongues. But this year, I'm giving it a miss. Right. Then I forgot that YT1300 were on because they did tell us ages ago and I forgot about it and I'm really, really sorry. I'm driving down to Marlow to meet up with my old agent, Joss, and we're going to go and see a ska and rock and roll covers band called the Gentlemen of Ska that is the mastermind of this bloke Justin, that when I used to work for Merlin Entertainment, it was him that booked me for it. Do you remember when I used to go like this roller coasters? Yeah. He's now retired and he's got this band going. They're really good. So I'm turning down authentic brilliant US punk and authentic brilliant UK punk to go and watch a covers band in Marlow. But these things happen and I'm sure I'll have a good time doing it. I'm sure I'll have a great time doing it. I'll be keeping up with our Forest do. We are a bit of a roller coaster ride at the moment, to be honest. Lose 5-0, win 7-0, scrape through against against lower league opposition and then lose 2-1. Who knows what's going to happen next time? I don't know. But we are miraculously still third. Incredible, really. So anyway, that's about the size of it for me this week. I think I may have said I've now had all the illustrations of my book finally. So my fucking kids book is getting closer. I'll do a bit of work on that this week. And that's about it, which is good timing because we're going to play two songs in a row now from, guess what, a new Cherry Red release. They're sending me loads at the moment. This is a 3-CD pub rock collection from 1974 to 82. It is absolutely great. It's called Time, Gentlemen, Please. And we're going to be playing an artist called Rory McLeod in a bit. But before that, it's time for Chilly Willy and the Red Hot Peppers, Tony. Mid-70s pub rock legends. The drummer ended up playing with Elvis Costello and the Attractions, but no other information.
Right.
So you're just going to have to enjoy this. And if you like the next two songs, I recommend that you get this 3-CD selection by Cherry Red Records. What's Cherry Red's website, Tony?
It's cherryred.co.uk.
Fuck it, I'll give you a point.
Hey.
Tony 3, Paul B. Internet 4, stay tuned for Roy McLeod. This is Jungle Song.
to the jungle, to the place where I was raised. I gave Jack my backpack, really thought that I was crazy. It was a shame that I didn't jump and do the same. It was a shame on the first time, I guess I had to miss a turn. It was a shame on the second time, but nevertheless, the best of us have got to learn.
Buttons.
Well, there's a man with his fingers in everybody's pie. I hope he watches some of them sometimes. He talks for money by talking, he eats. He talks to keep himself up with the streets. Well, if there's anything you need, he'll pretend he's got it. And then he'll pretend that he can't part with it. He studied hunger like a lawyer studies law. He can make a rich man poor and poor, cause he's a shark. Slack on, a two-ton gabardillion, a money grabber is a shark. Slack on, a two-ton gabardillion, a money grabber. Well, it makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery. Well, they make you believe the wrong side is right. They make you believe a black horse is white. Whatever he sells you, don't be surprised. You find yourself cheating half out of your eyes. When he sells you things, he'll hide the price. He wants the whole loaf, he ain't content with a slice. He makes his girls dance while he's one right now. I swears it's just right if it lacks 40 pounds. Between the selling, the buying and the politics, there's the profit and the lie, so the money sits. Cause he's a shark, slag on. A two-ton gabble dealing, a money gabber is a shark. Slag on. Two-tone gabble dealing, a money grabber with it. Makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery. Sign, you're gonna be signing your will. They used to rob you with a gun, now they use a pencil. Words lock you up, cause words don't bend. So all you get when you sign is the fountain pen. And from father to mother, from sister to brother, from cousin to uncle, got to stick to each other. Since cheating has grown to be so much the fashion, I believe cheating runs the whole nation. With sharks, slaggers, a two-tone double dealing, a money grabber is a shark. Slagger, a two-tone double dealing, a money grabber. Well, it makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rory McLeod and a track called Farewell Welfare. He is still rocking and doing gigs, even though that came out in, I think, the 70s. Might have been early 80s. I think it was the 70s. An amazing dude from London. Got his own website. What is Rory McLeod's website?
RoryMcLeod.com. Yeah.
is rorymcleod.com. RORYMCLEOD.com. I've rather clumsily said tone.
I know.
But you got there. RORYMCLEOD.com. RoryMcLeod.com. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 4. I've been generous this week, I think, really. Anyway, great track. Farewell, Welfare. Taken from the Cherry Red release. Time, gentlemen. Please, have you got a twat?
I have.
Let's hear the thing. Twat! Johnny Elbows.
Johnny Elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat animations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination or twats you with thanks to every twat responded to. That's all we're through my twat log. Thanks very much, everyone who's emailed.
But keep coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. I've only got
still
two left.
Don't we?
Oh yeah, I'll run out sooner rather than later. So this is 24th of January. Back in the early days of the Trump presidency, Steve's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Steve. Oh, I'm just glad it's not me this week.
He says, "Hey, Tolo, Tony." The Friday before his inauguration, Donald Trump launched a cryptocurrency named Dollar Trump, which jumped immediately to very high in price. The day before the inauguration, his wife Melania launched her own cryptocurrency named Dollar Melania. Besides the fact that it's another money grab from the supporters, it was funny that when Dollar Melania was launched, the price of the Dollar Trump coin dropped 40%. Note that the Trumps held 80% of the coins back for themselves to sell in the future. If you pronounce the dollar as in the letter S, then his coin is Strump. Well, we know what Trump is, and her coin is Smelania, which stinks.
Melania. Yeah. You've done the Trump, and it's a smell.
Mm. So both Melania and Don Trump from Washington DC are always a twat for finding yet another way to make themselves personally rich as President and First Lady of the United States.
That's stiff. Exploiting their own support, isn't it?
And that's before he started trying to destroy the world. Hey, so he's back in the day, isn't it? Lovely. Yeah. I've got no problem with this.
Have you heard what Zelensky said today?
No, what?
I only half heard it, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but he said words along the line of, it sounds like Donald Trump has phoned up fucking Putin and said, look, I've got a cool country, you've got a cool country, why don't we just share off the world each?
I heard that. Yeah, I did hear like that.
Yeah. I'm paraphrasing.
Let's just spit up what we've got.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's time that Europe grew a pair. It's time the EU actually grew a pair, because Trump's making all that he's going to get the fuck out of NATO noises, and the EU is going to have to start acting like it is actually more than an economic base. They've been playing at politics for ages. There's loads of countries in the EU. They've all got tanks. Fucking sort it out.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to. We've got no choice. We can't rely on America anymore, and that's maybe, you know, it's not a bad thing. But anyway, back to the cryptocurrency.
I'm
fine with this. Seems small fry these days. So for finding yet another way to, I would quite prefer they just try to enrich themselves rather than trying to steal other countries and Greenland or whatever they're trying to do. But for finding out another way to make themselves personally rich, Melania and Donald Trump from Washington DC
is a twat. It's the president is playing with the country. That's what's incredible, isn't it? They're just using it for their own ends. And man. Let's do the thing again.
Donies indeed.
One last track this week, Slicer, which I say in a West Country accent, even though they are a four-piece garage punk from Helsinki. Right? Simple reason that they spell the name S-L-I-C-E-R-R-R, which I am going to call Slicer. What is Slicer's Bandcamp page?
Is it slicer.bandcamp.com?
It's slicerband.bandcamp.com.
Jeez.
Only be Internet 5, 2D4. nicer. This is another great song. I've really enjoyed this week. This is Asocial. About the size of it for this week, because I've decided to finish this last section in the kind of West Country accent that'll get me banned from Somerset. That was Slicer, Asocial. Tony, maybe you could mention one or two ways that people can listen to this air show.
Don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioanders.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you are down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify!
App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon, Amazon Music. In their podcast, whatever. And they've got an Alexa. It responds to your mouth. It does things. It's marvellous, really. But if you get this skill from Punky Radio Skill, from the Skill Store, search Punky Radio, download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that. Yeah, let us know. If you do that, I know we say it every week, but it'd be nice if someone actually responds back and saying, I use it and it's great. Or maybe you can suggest improvements that Poco could make about 10 years after he wrote it. But who knows? Strange things have happened.
I hope you've left some room for your pudding. Say goodbye, Choco.
Goodbye, Choco.
I'll poog.
But you can't.